This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You'll soon be able to get free face masks in addition to those free COVID test kits. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani's got this.
The White House says some 400 million N95s will start shipping late next week, the federal government's biggest distribution of free masks to the public since the pandemic began. The White House says three masks per person will be available for free pickup at pharmacies and community health centers. Meantime, the government's website for ordering free at-home COVID-19 test kits is officially up and running.
British Airways is among the major international airlines canceling some flights to the U.S. because of the 5G controversy. This comes even after AT&T and Verizon said they would postpone rolling out 5G near some U.S. airports. The concern is it'll interfere with airplane instruments. AP Airlines writer David Koenig.
The telecom companies and the Federal Communications Commission say, look, the airlines had plenty of time. They knew this 5G so-called C-band spectrum was going to be used. It was going to be auctioned by the federal government. They had plenty of time to check their equipment to make sure their planes could operate safely around these networks, as they say is done in many other countries. And they just didn't do it.
AP Airlines writer David Koenig. The New York Attorney General's office is in court trying to get Donald Trump and two of his children to talk. The court filing says there's evidence that Mr. Trump's company misled banks and tax officials to get loans and tax benefits. Mr. Trump's lawyers say the investigation is politically motivated. The University of Michigan has agreed to an almost $500 million settlement with hundreds of people who say they were sexually assaulted by a former sports doctor at the school. This is AP News. It's apparently the first time for this. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Felony charges filed against a Tesla driver whose car was on autopilot when it crashed and killed two in another car. California prosecutors have filed vehicular manslaughter charges against Kevin George Aziz Riad, a 27-year-old limousine service driver. Police say his Tesla S was moving at a high rate of speed when it left a freeway, ran a red light in a Los Angeles suburb, and crashed into another car, killing two people on December 29, 2019. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the car was on autopilot at the time of the crash. This is the first such criminal case involving that widely used technology, found on more than 750,000 Tesla models in the U.S. alone. NHTSA has sent teams to 26 crashes involving autopilot since 2016, in which at least 11 people have died. I'm Tim McGuire.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.